You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking. You're always looking for and finding the good. We have good, amazing goodness coming today in a fabulous two-legged being named Daniel, who's be introduced in a few minutes because he's going to rock your world with goodness. And you have tuned in consciously and conscientiously today to the Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And you tuned in for one reason and one reason only. It's the best reason in the whole world, because you care the most in the entire world about you, Y-O-U. And that's great, because when you're the best you, you make the world a better place. You create more bridges of harmony. You create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And you know, you're tuned into the show because we deal with the three fundamentals of life. And when you use these three fundamentals, you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that, right? So the first fundamental of life is life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. Now, in this case, a good number two. You go MAD. MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. Lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to unlock and uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example, www. Ask anybody, what does www stand for? And very much has to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, whether the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, www stands for what a wonderful world. And what is a word, right? W-H-E-T-A. And a big thank you, of course, to Louis Armstrong Satchmo for enabling this song to go viral and touch not just tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. Whenever you hear the opening bars of what a wonderful world, what do you do right away? You smile. You can't help it. Now, smile is one of the most important words you could ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, and I'm speaking, thank God, again, to people in person. Can you imagine that? Not just the webinars and the podcast and radio show, which we do, and people love it all over the world. Hundreds of thousands of people. Right now, there are 348,613 people around the world listening. By the time we bring on Daniel, it'll be about 360,000. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm back now talking to people, and there were no mask, and we're hugging, and all kinds of great energy flowing. And when I talk about seeing miracles in life every day, still people raise their hand and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been out for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. You have water, drink, food to eat, a place to eat, a place to sleep, family, friends. Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the proof? Simplest proof. A million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or you're listening, you didn't. Therefore, you have an obligation to live life to the full. So I'll tell you just a quick story for those people who are new to the show. Thank God we have about 330,000 plus people every week, but you're always inviting your family and your friends, and we appreciate that. Tens of thousands of people who don't know the story of Barry Shore. So I'll just tell you very quickly. Imagine standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital totally, completely paralyzed. Not an automobile accident, not a motorcycle injury, no spinal injury. A rare disease took over my body, which I never heard of the day before, and rendered me what's called a quadriplegic. Nothing in my body moved from my neck down. Completely paralyzed. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles, and that's progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself, can't walk up a curb by myself. I help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of this one word. Smile! Seeing miracles in life every day. But I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. I thought about it. Smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes, an 8-year-old. What was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is an amazing acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking. The key to success in life is how you think. And the 6 most important words you could ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation really makes a difference in your life. Now, I got to warn you in advance, if we bring on Daniel, because he's not may not be used to it, but your humble host, Barry Shore, does use a lot of 4-letter words. I even use the 4-letter F-U word because of the shock value and it's fun. Now, of course, the 4-letter words that we use, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are love, life, hope, free, gift, play, pray, mind, swim. And the F-U word is fun. Fun, yes, F-U, capital N, capital M. Hey, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with 3 letters, not in our world. World of positive, purpose, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled with 4 letters, F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, have a twinkle in your eye, and a smile on your face, whatever that stands for, point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. And they'll say, what are you doing? Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. Say, what do you got going on here? He said, I listen to Barry Shore and the Joy of Living podcast, and he wants to teach the world to F you. Remember to add capital N, capital N. So before we bring on Daniel, who is going to help shift your world, I'm going to urge everybody to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day from now and the rest of your life. And these 2 words are, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And he says, that's always possible. Imagine you walk into the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte, and you sit down, and somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. You walk in the coffee shop, you order a fancy latte, a few minutes ago, nobody brings it. You go to the counter, they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're busy, we'll bring it to you. A couple more minutes go by, and somebody brings it, you still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop, it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop. It's raining and somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic. You're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night. You stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind is a wonderful word that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody right now that I'd like to share with you that inspires noble deeds more than wonderful Daniel. Daniel, please say hello to 362,817 people around the world.
Hello.
Yes, you guessed it. He's a character and a half.
I'm a character. I don't know about the half. I'll take the character, the half.
Okay,
bit.
You be character. Please give us a, first of all, when was the last time somebody said F you to you and you laughed?
You, about 20 minutes ago. Never so before F-U, then. Never
F-U,
before then.
Capital N, capital N. So please give a big hello to everybody.
Hey everyone, how you doing? I'm Daniel Mangena, excited to be here, cooking it up, chopping up with my main man, Barry Shore. We're in a good place. You guys are in the right space and excited to be here today.
Woo! That be an intro. So we're just going to jump right in. By the way, if I started telling everybody about your CV and your successes and what you do and all the things that you literally help in the world, it would take the rest of the show. So we're going to just touch on a few things. But right now, I just want to dive right in and talk about money. People love hearing about money and your take on it. You call it money DNA, but that's really a play on your name because it's really money D-A-N. You like that? You didn't think of that before, did you? You didn't realize.
I'm taken aback by the mind of Barry Shaw, but delightfully so.
So we're going to call it money DNA, but it's really Dan. It's the part. So what the heck is money DNA, and how do you do it, Dan?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, and I refer back to your story and how you were inspired at a very young age to show up differently in life and to see life through a different lens. And even as you hit the challenges that showed up in your life, you were able to meet those challenges in a certain way because you were wired to meet them in a certain way. It's going to look like I'm changing topic and going a bit off track, but I want you to stick with me. So as you can see, I've got a chocolatey hue, got brown eyes, got black hair. My son's mother is Russian. So of course that means she's blonde haired and blue eyed and definitely hasn't got chocolatey skin. So when we found out she was pregnant, not only did we have the unknown about what gender the baby's going to be, there's also this whole other host of unknowns. Is he going to be darker skinned, lighter skinned? Is he going to be tall, short, he or she? Are we going to have curly hair? Are we going to have straight hair? What kind of eye color? All of these unknown factors come into play. We found out quite early on that he was going to be a boy, but there was really nothing else that we knew. And neither of us had to go and poke Olga's tummy and say, hey, how are you doing with that hair? Is it going to be straight or is it going to be curly? The DNA sequence ultimately led to him popping out, and he's very tall for his age, very long for his age. He's got very caramel skin. He's got very curly blonde hair, and he's got brown eyes. And there's nothing that we had to do for that outcome to be generated, just like I don't believe that you had to sit there, I'm going to be this way, I'm going to be that way. Everything that was programmed into you by those guides and mentors that God sent you to create the construct of Barry Shaw, that now, all these years later, gets to be a light in the world, naturally evolved. When it comes to our money, the life and situation that we have with our money right now is the natural evolution from a number of factors. Most of us aren't consciously going and playing out money stories. We're not consciously going out and expressing an alignment or misalignment with money. It's just naturally unfolding. And we found that there are five core areas that I can look at and I can see just how in alignment someone is with money.
Let me put you on pause in just one moment. This is really so vital for people. I want everybody to do the following. First of all, I don't want you to take notes. You hear that, everybody? It's counterintuitive. I don't want you to take notes. Everything that you want to know about Daniel and all the points he's going to be talking about, it's available at my website, www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. Just go to barryshore.com after the show. What I'd like people to do right now is just lean in and let the transformational process of the information that you're going to be given go round you, through you, and with you. Don't write down things that you're going to miss. Just listen carefully. Enjoy the process of listening to this wonderful transformational process. So with that, wonderful Daniel, I urge you, let's hear these five pieces, and we'll just continue from there.
Beautiful. So yeah, these five pillars. And this is for people to understand, as young as I look, I've been in personal development since I was 16. I was reading books like Think and Grow Rich, Psycho Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. That's what I was doing as a very nerdy teenager. And so I've been around the block a little bit, had some wins, had some losses. And I've found that there are these common threads to flow. And the first one, as ridiculous as it seems, is just what you're doing. What are you doing? Right? And so many people, they're running around just because the latest fad says this is how you're going to find happiness, this is how you're going to find riches, this is how you're going to find a relationship, this is how you're going to get into shape. And by the way, these pillars, although I say money, it's really about flow and abundance. And these same ideas can in some way, shape or form be adapted to many other things, because even with my fitness journey, about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, maybe four, I went and got an online coach, and I'd recently discovered a particular way of eating, and I was following this way of eating and I was getting some great results. I was getting into shape. I said, I want to get a coach. I'm going to get better shape. Online coach. I'm going to do this. So I made the investment. Thousands of dollars I spent on this investment. And they said, oh, no, you shouldn't eat that like that. That's no good. I said, okay. So I ate the way they told me to eat. I put on 20 pounds, got my DNA checked, and the way that I was eating before was actually the best way for me to eat. So there's no cookie cutter approach to these things. We're all individuals.
This is so wonderful what you just said. I mean, that's great. You did invest the money. You were willing to do it. You did what they said. And it's not a cookie cutter approach. You got to know who you're going to ask the question. Who am I?
Mm-hmm. Who am I and what works for me? And, you know, when we look at our journey in relationship to abundance, there are so many people. I mean, marketing is great. You can find out about wonderful things, and it empowers people like Barry and myself to share our message with the world and to touch people's lives. But some of these guys are really good at getting you to believe that something's going to work for you because it worked for them or because it worked for Bob or Sally. And this isn't about the charlatans. I'm not talking about the charlatans out here. I'm talking about people who genuinely do want to help. And yet, there are different ways that we relate to information. There are different ways that we process things. There are different ways that we engage and connect. There are different ways that we have our flow. And that's pillar one. Where does your flow naturally exist? And we've got some tests that we go through and take people to understand that. So once we do that, we look at, what do I do? Because again, we've all got positions that we play more aptly. I was never too much of a sporty person, to be honest. I could play a little basketball, but I'm not the tallest guy. And so therefore, I wasn't dunking on anyone. People would often dunk on me. But there are different, when you even look at a team, a sports team, there are people that just have a role that they play more powerfully, more potently. And so many of us are running through life, shooting on ourselves.
What do you mean? You mean ourselves shifting on ourselves, right?
Shifting, yeah. Because we think that we have to do things a certain way, or, you know, maybe we desire, but if you're not 6'3", you're probably not going to be the best dunker, and that's okay. Compassionately allowing yourself to play your position, the position that's going to be best for you in your life, in your relationships, in your home, in your business, in your career. There's so much power that comes from that. And again, we've got certain tests that can identify what's going to be the most flow for someone. And then we simply ask, how in alignment are we with where that flow exists? So I don't know if you want to take a pause there before we dive in, or if you want me to keep rattling on, it's up to you.
You're not rattling. This is absolutely wonderful. See, a rattler, we think of a snake. You're not. What you're doing is you're shaking it up, baby. Shake it up. Well, those are two so far. You mentioned there are five. So what's the okay. It's not so much number three, but what's the flow from one to two to three? What's the next natural process?
The next natural process is to recognize that, you know, there's nothing that you're going to be able to achieve or pull off unless you have an unconscious buy-in. Unless your unconscious mind is buying in, it's not going to happen. Just like, again, going back to your story, I firmly believe it was that imprint happening at the young age with those principles, those ideas, that ethos, that way of life, that meant that even had you made the choice consciously to approach your situation from a place of, what is the gift here? What's the blessing? And how can I use this to help and support others? What can I learn from this? Unless the unconscious was programmed and set to do that, it's not going to work. This is why people procrastinate. They self-sabotage. They go back on themselves, or they don't move forward because the program isn't supportive. So pillar three is all about, how do I communicate with myself internally to get my unconscious on board to support the goal that I want to move towards? And the crazy thing is, just the way that we speak different languages. My son actually is learning to speak three because we live in Mexico. His mum's Russian. I speak English. So he's learning three languages. There are people out here that speak English and go into different countries and struggle to find their way around. And there's people who move to completely different countries and learn. But guess what? Unless you speak the language of the country that you're in, you're going to struggle. Unless the people of the country speak the language that you speak, there's going to be a struggle to communicate. And so why are we beating ourselves over the head and getting upset about playing out programs and patterns when we haven't sat down to communicate with ourselves and learn the language of our mind as individuals, not the mind as an idea, but each of our mind as individuals. And we've got a way to do that too.
By the way, right now I am rejoicing. Hearing it, feeling it, it's touching me deep. And again, I urge everybody, don't take notes. Just let this flow in and around you and about. By the way, just to make mention of something, and I'm asking you, the famous picture of an iceberg, as it were, where 5% is above the waterline, 95% is below the waterline. Mm-hmm. That's what you call the unconscious, the subconscious, that 95%, which, by the way, is at your beck and call, correct?
In other words,
once you learn your language, guess what? It's your genie. It's it must do as you bid. Is that correct?
The thing is that the unconscious mind doesn't have an opinion about what it's asked to do. It just asks for the instructions to be given in its local tongue. But because the analytical function kicks in our brains about the age of 8, for most of us between 7 or 8, around that time, we start to get into the mix with logic and trying to logically introduce a new idea, when the unconscious doesn't respond to logic, it responds to a particular type of imprint. And those imprints can be delivered in different forms. And when you understand how to deliver that form for you, now all of a sudden the game changes. The game changes away from me trying to scream at the mirror every day, I'm happy, I'm joyful, I'm wealthy, or whatever, to me just speaking to my mind, and my mind, with the same veracity with which I procrastinate and self-sabotage, pulling me towards what I want. Pulling me. Imagine having all of that power, all that processing power, all of that energy pulling you towards your goals, pulling you towards more joy, more abundance, more love, more connection.
I can imagine it. I can. And I think you're so verbal and so clever in the most positive sense that I think when you use words and not just willy-nilly, you're not just rattling, as you said, these are specific. In other words, imagination is one of the most important places to live in the world. And there are many nations in the world. One of the greatest, if not the most powerful, is the nation called Imagination. And you're saying it so beautifully. As you're speaking, I'm seeing pictures. This is wonderful, Daniel. Thank you so much. By the way, everybody does notice that he has a British accent, which he learned in school because he really comes from a place that's not Britain. No, I'm only kidding. It's natural. But, you know, the British accent is so alluring to most people, self-included. So it really helps me. I'm so glad that you are articulating these unique processes. So, again, learning the language, what a beautiful image. So, again, just to I need to interrupt the flow so we can get into the flow so that people can hear.
Adding to the flow. And what I'll do is I'll pause here just to give people a taste of what we're talking about with this. We use the 5 love languages to identify how to speak to your mind. I see your face is stunned. And wow. I'm gonna tell you why. And here's the way that this goes. I was first introduced to the 5 love languages by my older sister about, I want to say 16 or 17 years ago, Gary Chapman's book. And for those of you who don't know it, Gary Chapman, I believe, was a Christian minister. And he came up with this model for how we can communicate and form more loving bonds with our loved ones by understanding the language that we use to communicate and receive. And so by understanding how your loved one receives and communicates love, you can meet in the middle and start to build loving bonds and heal wounds and just love on each other more coherently. And something struck me about 3 years ago. I was going through the love languages with my son's mother. And I realized that we don't actually sit and have a conscious discussion about an input and decide, oh, this input matches my love language. I guess I'm going to feel love now. That's not what happens. What happens is the input comes in, and the input is either understood and recognized for the meaning it's seeking to transmit or not. So it comes in, like if I said to you, Barry, Idiom kushit. Like, let's go and eat. I said that in Russian, right? For the listeners who don't speak Russian, what they just heard is me saying sounds. It's just sounds. Idiom kushit. Like, nobody understands what it means. If I said, Barry, let's go and get a lovely roast dinner, okay? You understand that. You can salivate. There's a response in the mind because you can, the communication's been received. It generates a response in the body. You can form an opinion about it and so on. You didn't sit there and translate, let's go eat. That means it's an invitation. No, you received it. It was the communications translated and received. The same thing happens with love languages. Let's say my primary love language is acts of service. I was in Barcelona with a friend the other day. I needed to go somewhere the next day. And they said, oh, hey, look, you got to do something. You go and make that call. I'll find the flight for you. I just felt so much love from my friend because they took up the thing to do that for me, right? Somebody does something for me and shows their concern or care and affection for me through an act. I feel it. If, you know, someone tells me how beautiful and wonderful I am, I can appreciate it, but it doesn't have the same leverage in terms of me receiving a message of love as someone doing something for me. Quality time is my second one. If someone sits down and connects with me and just makes himself available for us to be in connection, I feel that. I don't stop and decide. My heart just bubbles up with love. It's just what happens.
By the way, he is bubbling up with love right now for being on this, what we call a podcast, but it's really this communication vehicle that, mm-hmm. and I am so honored and humbled that he made the time so we can do this. We can share with all these hundreds of thousands of people. Really, it's only one person that he's talking to. Firstly, he's talking to me, Barry Shore. And he's talking to you. I mean, the genius of this idea, not just the idea, the tangibleness of what you're communicating. I remember when you just said the roast dinner, I was salivating. That's how powerful words are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, like you said, if somebody gives you a compliment, okay, it's very nice. That's like water rolling off a duck's back. But if somebody mm-hmm. does anything, Daniel, let me get you, I'll do research for the flight. So you, or vice versa, you say you'll do it. It's act of service. Mm-hmm. That's a love language. Oh,
it's a love language. And the thing is, Barry, it's not that, you know, it's not that I don't receive words, but I have to normally, I will pause. If I receive that, I'll pause and let it land so I can feel it. I don't have a choice about feeling love when someone does something for me. It just happens and is felt with that bubbling right. of love. And so what became clear to me then is that what we have here is a cheat code for speaking to the unconscious because the processing is happening at the unconscious level. So when we intentionally deliver a message through the medium of the love language, the unconscious mind has the capacity to receive and translate it as it is intended to be received.
You just boom. Touched the button for me because, you know, I love words. I'm looking at it. So you said mm-hmm. a cheat code, right? Now, take the letters of the word cheat, same C-H-E-A. Letters, teach the word mm-hmm. teach. It is a cheat code, but it's a teach code. Mm. And it was delivered in code.
Exactly.
Teach.
We're encoding.
Oh, I love it. This is so enlivening, Daniel.
Mm.
More, please.
But yeah, so once you understand this and you understand that your love language is a way to actually communicate with your unconscious, you can start to deliver messages of your new desires. Okay, I've identified a new way that I'm going to show up. I've identified that against the vehicle that I'm going to use for my relationships, for my health, for my business, for my career. And my unconscious is on board. Okay, but now the question becomes, life is a series of crossroads and choices and decisions. And as we meet those crossroads, choices and decisions, how do I know that the choice I'm making is going to keep me on track with this unconscious buy-in, with this choice to select this vehicle and this role? Well, the crazy thing is that the body has an innate intelligence. And I believe that God speaks to us the truth of that innate intelligence through the body. And there is a cheeky little modality called human design that actually has a roadmap for telling us how we can receive messages without using the mind, Because as Michael Singer says, you know you're in trouble when the mind is telling you how to get to God, but through the body.
This is so important. We're on a precipice, and we're about to leap into the great unknown, which will become known to us. And before we do that, we have sponsors that love us, and you want to love them. So we're going to have a pause, just a short break, and Daniel's going to come back and share with us where we can leap into the great known, which is really known, just an unknown, you think, at the moment. And we'll be back right after these brief messages. Don't go away. Buckle up. There's more Daniel on the other side of this. Opportunity. What an opportunity. I'm going to use 2 four-letter words right now. Free gift. Free gift. Yes, you can have a copy of my best-selling book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, the ebook version, for absolutely free. All you have to do is send an email to me, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at barryshore.com, and in the heading, the subject line, just write free gift. It's as easy as that. This is a life-changing, life-enhancing opportunity. Barry at barryshore.com. You'll be glad you did. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Free gift. Do it now. Take the action. Make it happen right now. Best wishes. Bye. Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co. Not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference, because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. HonestPets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, good-looking is always looking for and finding the good. We have found good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good in a being. His name is Daniel. By the way, Daniel, I built an acronym for your name. May I read it
okay.
to you?
Okay, please.
May I share it with you?
Yes.
Daniel stands for daring, adventurous, never-ending inspiration, energizing life.
Yes, I accept and receive it.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. And we're talking about the flow, the money DNA. You got us into the whole process of understanding that DNA is really D-A-N, but the idea of money, because people do... they gravitate, they listen to it. Again, I urge everybody, don't take notes, just lean in, let it be transformational. Everything you want to know about Daniel and this show, of course, just go to barryshore.com, listen and share with 5 people. That's all that we ask you, 5 people. That way 1.5 million people will be touched by what Daniel is sharing, because this is so important. It's vital. It makes a difference in your life. Be mad! Make a difference. Thank you, Daniel. So you're talking about the flow funnel, and we talked about the cheat code, which is really the teach code. And,
exactly.
So where are we holding with our intrepid heroes?
So we're looking at the decisions, and just that we all have ways that we process that data. And again, we use a particular piece of the human design modality to just click in and to have that flow in how we make our choices, so that we are not running after all and everything. We're not chasing after the latest fandangle and getting lost in the weeds. We're making very intentional choices that are aligned with divine guidance. And that's what we do with Pillar 4. And then it's Pillar 5, which is action and transformation. Nothing converts into being a part of your physical reality without you moving through space and time to allow it to become a part of your. I didn't say make it. I said allow it to become a part of your physical reality. But we have to take action. But action is the receiving principle, not the creative principle, because the creation's already happened by the time we get to the receivership. But we do have to take action. And there are different ways that different people can start to elicit action to be taken. Did you know that not everybody is served by having an accountability partner? In fact, there's a portion of the population, I know because I'm one of them, that actually react negatively to being held accountable. There are some people that will be held accountable.
If you have to ask me, yes. I would say that 90%+ of the population does not want to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. It is a, how should we say it? It puts me in an uncomfortable position, and people don't like being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Happens to be, by the way, that one of the greatest strategies that I articulate in my book, which of course is free as an ebook for people all over the world, thank God now, because it's been underwritten for this, is one of the great strategies is get uncomfortable, get out of your comfort zone. So you identify yourself, Daniel, as a man who doesn't want to be held accountable, and yet you are. You're married. You have a child. You are a world famous, worldwide personality. So by definition, you are now holding yourself accountable. Mm-hmm. Talk to us how you transformed yourself.
It's not even how I transform myself, Barry. It's how I relate to those accountabilities and allow them to support and empower me versus creating resistance that stops me taking action. So instead of rebelling, because I understand about my money DNA, instead of unconsciously resisting and rebelling against that accountability, I know how to dance with it so that everybody wins.
Did you hear what he just said? Everybody wins. Remember, in your acronym, it's always, what did I even say? Never-ending inspiration, energizing life. Everybody mm-hmm. wins. So you mm-hmm. said a couple of things I want to unpack because you mentioned about what I call SOS. Everybody knows mm-hmm. that SOS is the standard Morse code for trouble, right? Because mm-hmm. SOS stands for shiny object syndrome. Losing your focus. So there's two levels of self. Daniel is in what we call the higher self because he relates to his unconscious, subconscious, and allows it. Notice what he said, because he's careful with the words. He allows the action to happen. He's not a taker. He's allowing. So when we talk about when I instruct people in breathing, which again is on my website, YouTube, and it's all free of how I teach people how to do breathing, we don't say take a deep breath. We talk about allowing a conscious, loving breath. And there's two levels to the self. There's the lower self, the higher self. The lower self stands for seeking excitement, losing focus. Oh, yeah, that. The higher self is recognizing, as Daniel is, that he's a soul experiencing life fully. And as a soul, you are attractive, you're loving, you're caring, you're empowering. And those two words where you begin to work with your flow. Everybody wins. That's mm-hmm. the essence of Daniel. Let's do a little bit of a fun thing and talk about, I love how you say this, micro shifting. Mm-hmm. And as I say micro shifting, in my experience of working with thousands and thousands of people, 99.2% of the people drop the F in shifting and the other stuff happens. So you're going to be effing careful about your Fs. It's micro shifting or the other stuff happens. So let's see how you work with micro shifting. Wonderful, Daniel.
Micro shifting is about understanding that everybody has the potential to make big leaps, but everybody has the capacity for baby steps. Everyone has the potential for big leaps, but everyone has the capacity for baby steps.
I'm so glad you repeated it because I was about to ask you to do that. I love this. Everybody has the potential for big leaps. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the capacity for small steps.
Mm-hmm.
If you know nothing else from today, you gotta internalize, utilize, and leverage that. Use that. Let's bring to make a song with it. I mean, it is a song. It's so wonderful. So again, now using that as our basis, talk to us about micro shifting and how you've used it for yourself, your wife, your child, and your friends and your family.
Well, it's a big part of what we do with the work that we share with people, empowering them to create more abundance. It's dropping this idea that I need to kill everything today. I can take a baby step. Whether it's taking a baby step into getting to know somebody, taking a baby step into getting to know yourself, taking a baby step in terms of which body parts we can move today and how much of the distance of the world that we're going to swim. You didn't do 5 miles in day one. It was built up over time. And imagine if you were trying to go immediately for the 5 miles or the 10 miles. How would have that worked out? Without having the time to train, without having your body get the time to become acclimatized and adjust to the way that you were exercising, it takes time to let physical space catch up with our intentions, to catch up with our goals, to catch up with our desires. And when we don't put pressure on it, but instead work with it and allow ourselves, I say, push your edge and not your buttons. Keep pushing the edge, but not to the point where you're shutting down, you're freaking out, you're stressing. Just keep edging it a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. I say every day, look to make a micro shift, a baby step. The smallest thing that you can do that's moving you in the right direction. If you're doing that consistently, you'll always win.
You always win. Did you hear that, everybody? YAW, you always win. So I'm going to share with you something now on that basis is when I work with large groups, I ask people to raise their hand. How many people here want to be mediocre? You'd be amazed, Daniel. Not one hand goes up.
Really?
And then I didn't see that. I don't know why. They don't want to be mediocre. They want to be, leave in abundance, as you're right. And but I say to them, it all depends on yaw. Y-A-W, Y-A-W. You are who you associate with. You always win is part of that. You always win because you are who you associate with. And that, by the way, includes, obviously, oneself. It's too easy to love others and denigrate oneself. It's too easy to love oneself and denigrate others. The flow of life, as Daniel is sharing with us, is to enable one to have love language with oneself and therefore allow that flower to go out in the world and touch others in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way. Micro shifting. Woo! This is so wonderful. I'm loving it. Okay, let's go back into flow. Again, let's use money because people, anytime we're to use the money, you always win. You are wealthy. That's another wah-wah. You always win. You are wealthy. We just made up another yaw. I like that. Thank you.
There you go.
Wow, you are so cool. Let's finish this part of the discussion about money as part of the flow and the micro shift.
Yeah, so in our signature program, Micro to Millions, we take people from zero, that zero in the bank. You're actually not allowed to put another penny in. And we give them the roadmap to 1.6 million and beyond. And we've seen people do it in less than a year. And the way that we do that is with micro shifting, because we don't try and become a millionaire in one go. We've broken it down into steps using the model that I actually used to make my first million when I was 19 years old. And that's a really interesting mathematical equation. If you take $100 and double it 14 times, if you round down when you get from 12,800 down to 25,000, then you actually can get from zero to 1.4 million in just 14 steps.
Is everybody listening? I didn't say writing it down. Listen. And again, go to the website, barryshore.com. Listen again. Share with five people, people you really care about. Share with us, because Daniel is not just speaking. What he does is actual. It's real. It happens. He's made the micro shift and he's helped thousands of people make the micro shift. And when you see 14 steps. Okay. And by the way, in this wonderful, interesting program in the world called Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will even assume that it applies to the program you're talking about that you've helped create. In Alcoholics Anonymous, there's a 12-step program. Hmm. Interestingly enough, I'm an addict, by the way. I'm telling everybody. I'm an addict. Happens to be I'm addicted to swimming, but I'm an addict. Addict means you're always thinking about this thing. I think, when can I swim? When can I do this? Okay, but that's an addictive personality. It's a good addiction. The ability, mm-hmm. and they say the first step brings you 50% of the way to the goal. Mm-hmm. I'll even say it's probably like that with your program, because mm-hmm. when somebody is committed, not just interested, mm-hmm. but committed, the first step, wow, they have an opportunity to make it. 50% mm-hmm. of the way. Mm-hmm. I know time is of the essence, so let's do the following. I'm going to ask you three questions, and mm-hmm. It's so amazing that our time goes by so fast. Question number one, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Will you come back again?
Of course. Let me know when.
Woo! Number two, you have 80 seconds only to answer this question.
Okay.
What is your most fervent desire?
That more people in the world can contribute to the tipping point that takes us away from this illusion of lack and into recognizing abundance is our natural state as humans.
Everybody, you got to listen to this podcast again. And the third, may I give you a hug in front of 368,722 people around the world?
I'm going to go with yes on that one, Barry.
Let's tell everybody, HUG stands for heartfelt unlimited,
unlimited
giving.
Okay, count to three. One, two, three. You're listening to The Joy of Living with the humble host Barry Shore and amazing Daniel. And you've been listening for one reason only, because you care the most the entire world about you. Y-O-U. When you're the best, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. You work with the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life has purpose. You live a purpose-driven life. You can go mad, make a difference. And the third is uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms like Wonderful Daniel's been doing with the word flow, hello. And when this happens, you will be happier, healthier, and wealthier. We guarantee it, or your money back. You use the word, listen to the word, WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, hello, flow, rethinking, micro shifting, enabling all to excel. Remember, choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Use 4-letter words like life, love, hope, grow, free, mind, swim, pray, play, and tell the world to F you. Add capital N, capital N, and use the two most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day, conscientiously, from now and the rest of your life. It will help you, your family, your friends, and all living beings. And these two words are thank you, thank you, thank you, to harmonize and network kindness. Thank you, wonderful Daniel. Our blessing from Daniel and Barry is go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Daniel, stay here for just a bit, okay?
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.